I'm Linda Van Valkenburg.
And I'm Ron Gore. And you're listening to the Co-Parent Academy podcast. Linda, we have kind of an interesting Reddit post today. I mean, normally we get situations where people aren't getting along, and that's the problem.
This is true.
Yeah, and this one, folks are getting along. And it's not necessarily a problem for the poster, but she's a little concerned about it.
Yes, it is a fun, unusual situation. She starts out, I mean, just the very first part caught our attention. So we all get along with each other. Me, my husband, the birth mom, and her husband. Sometimes when we are all together with the kids, the birth mom and my husband will both talk about someone they knew or something that happened in the past, and we'll both laugh about it. Nothing about them, really, but just things in general. If you were me, would this bother you? Or would you just be happy that we could all get along? Also, the birth mom and her husband have a 2-year-old together that my husband loves to hold and play with. Sometimes I get a little jealous of that, but I don't want to because the 2-year-old likes playing with me too. Any advice?
So, Linda, I don't really feel like I have a ton of insight about how she feels because I've not been in that situation. I have some sympathy for her. She seems like she is really struggling with some insecurity.
Yes.
But what do you perceive in this?
Well, and I do know that the very few times that one of my clients has had a kind of similar situation where, you know, they all kind of can get along and hang out sometimes for like a kid's birthday or some special event at least or something. There will be some times that maybe the former couple, the birth parents, will be kind of reminiscing about something, or maybe there's somebody in the family that even, you know, recently got married or was sick or, you know, something like that, that they're informing the other one of. And even that, you know, they can kind of feel some insecurity about just the fact that they do have history. Right. And, but of course, it's obvious they have history.
Right.
There's a child there.
Right. Spoiler alert. There's
yes, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, I have to give this lady props in the first place. You know, I don't know how old they are, but, you know, yes, it would be normal to have some insecurity and maybe even a little bit of jealousy around the edges. But I really applaud the fact that she can own the feeling of jealousy.
Right.
And instead of just acting angry or, you know, causing a scene or something like that, she can just own her feeling, but yet not want to feel that way. And she can see the bigger picture. Like, she's got a great point that this 2-year-old likes to play with her too. So, you know, he's just being a 2-year-old, enjoying nice people around him. So it's, you know, and maybe she would feel more comfortable, less insecure if she and her husband had a child themselves. You know, it sounds like they don't yet.
Right.
So that might help a lot with that as well.
If you had this lady coming to you, asking you this question directly, what would you say to a person in her situation directly?
Well, a lot of what I just said, I would applaud her ability to own her feelings and not project it onto, you know, typically what I have heard with clients is they're projecting those feelings of insecurity or jealousy onto their husband as somebody who can't set boundaries or should be less friendly with his ex, or laying blame on the biological mother for being too friendly with her husband, you know, the stepmom's husband. She might be, you know, feeling like they need to be very, have the boundaries up really high if she feels like she's a little bit threatened by that biological mother. I know a lot of stepmoms that won't allow the husband to go to a drop-off pickup alone for that reason. They are always in the car. I know that's something that the biological mothers frequently comment on as well.
Right.
Gosh, she can never come alone. She's always in the car, you know. And they usually use that as a problem for the children, because the children would like to have at least that transport time with dad alone.
And should dad, knowing that his new wife feels this way, even if he shouldn't have to pull back from having some of this interaction with his ex, should he? Is there some value in making a compromise there?
I think if he can talk with, and that's what I would recommend if I was just seeing the woman, you need to talk with him about these feelings. And if she hadn't already, she doesn't mention that she has. It can be something that, once again, though, when she says here that when they are laughing about, you know, someone they knew or something that happened in the past, it's not, you know, a real personal kind of thing about them or between them. So that, you know, I think they already are establishing some boundaries there and are aware of their respective spouses now and how that might be affecting them. So, you know, that's even more reason why this writer is kind of questioning her own reason for being insecure about it or something, because she realizes that, okay, you know, it's not really that they're causing it. So, you know, maybe she just needs to be very happy that they can all get along.
And, you know, to the extent that, heaven forbid, something happens in her relationship, especially if they have a kid, she's getting an idea in advance, potentially, of how he would be with her.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
You know, and he's modeling for her his willingness to have a great relationship with someone even after a split up. And to the extent that she tells him it's not okay now, she may suffer the results of that later, I guess.
Right. And it is probably easier to set a wall between, you know, the two families, and you do your thing and we'll do ours, and not really have anything to do with each other. But any child I think that I've ever talked to would prefer this scenario. You know, it rarely happens, right, but they would really love to have everybody together and be able to appreciate that everybody can, you know, even some people like this will sit at a baseball game together or, you know, enjoy whatever performance the kid is doing. And the child really loves it. And, yeah, I've had kids tell me that, again, not that many of them, but some, you know, the dad and stepdad stand on the sidelines of the soccer game or run up and down the sidelines, you know, cheering them on, or, you know, slapping each other on the back when the kid does something great, or, yeah, that kind of thing. And children really love that.
So basically, sounds like what she has is a little bit of trouble adjusting to the fact that her husband has this probably really unusual relationship that she's never seen before.
Yeah.
And she's trying to figure out what it means and if it's going to be bad for her.
Right.
But in her heart, she knows that she should be happy about it.
And actually, in a weird sort of way, it would kind of be a self-fulfilling prophecy if she were jealous of him and, you know, making him or them pull back on their friendliness on their side. Because if there was something really still there between the biological parents, that would maybe make him go that direction, you know, where it's really, you know, if you are enjoying it and making sure, or on the flip side of that, you know, if there really is something still there, then no matter what she does, it's not going to prevent something from happening there, you know?
Right.
And so she's definitely being the bigger person by participating with them in terms of a general friendliness for raising the children. You know, it would definitely be a different dynamic if the biological mother didn't have her own husband.
Right. Well, let's wish these folks luck. It sounds like they have good hearts and good intentions and things are going well. So let's wish them well.
You bet. I wish more people would try this.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to leave questions, comments, or concerns, please email podcast@coparentacademy.com. And please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.